Hare Krishna, this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 4, entitled Hiranyakashipu Terrorizes the Universe. So we will be taking verse number 35 and 36. So we will be first reading the verse number 36. Guneralam asankhe Guneralam asankhe Mahatmayam tasya suchaye Mahatmayam tasya suchaye Vasudeve Bhagavati Vasudeve Bhagavati Yasya Naisargikarati Yasya Naisargikirati Guneralam Asankhe Mahatmayam Tasya Suchaye Vasudeve Bhagavati Yasya Naisargikirati Guneralam Asankhe Mahatmayam Tasya Suchaye Vasudeve Bhagavati Yasya Naisargikirati Vasudeve Bhagavati Yasya Naisargikirati Gune with spiritual qualities Alam what need Asankhe which are innumerable Mahatmayam the greatness Tasya of him, Prahlad Maharaj. Suchaye is indicated. Vasudeve to Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Bhagavati, the supreme personality of Godhead. Yasya of whom? Naisargiki, natural. Ratihi, attachment. So we'll be going through two verses. So first I'll read the verse number 35. Yam sadugatha sadasi ripuropi sura nripa pratimamam prakshivanti kim utayante bhasvrataha. In any assembly where there are discourses about saints and devotees, O King Yudhishthira, even the enemies of the demons, namely the demigods, what to speak of you, would cite Prahlad Maharaj as an example of a great devotee. So verse 36, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Who could list the innumerable transcendental qualities of Prahlad Maharaj? He had unflinching faith in Vasudev, Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudev, and unalloyed devotion to him. His attachment to Lord Krishna was natural because of his previous devotional service. Although his good qualities cannot be enumerated, they prove that he was a great soul, Mahatma. Parapat. In his prayers to 10 incarnations, Jayadeva Goswami says, Keshavadrita Narhari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare. Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee of Lord Narsingadev, who is Keshava Krishna himself. Therefore, when this verse says Vasudeve Bhagavati, one should understand that Prahlad Maharaj's attachment for Narsingadev was attachment for Krishna, Vasudev, the son of Vasudev. Prahlad Maharaj therefore is described as a great devotee, as the Lord himself confirms in Bhagavad Gita 7.19. Bhavunam janamana amante jnanavan mam prapadyate Vasudeva sarvamiti saha mahatma sudurlabha. After many many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. A great devotee of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva, is a great soul very rarely to be found. Prahlad Maharaj's attachment for Krishna will be explained in the next verse. Krishna Grhana Grhanita Atma. Prahlad Maharaj's heart was always filled with thoughts of Krishna. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is the ideal devotee in Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Bhaktavinoda Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna, with due blessings from Maharaj and all assembled Vaishnavas. So I'd like to speak a little on this verse. Also, today is the appearance of Sita Mata and Janava Devi and disappearance of Madhu Pandit Prabhu. So also we'll put some light on that. So basically, this verse is a very nice verse. So here it explains how that Prahlad had complete faith in the Lord. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Tulsidas Kaviraj Goswami explains what literally faith means. He gives the literal meaning of faith. He explains, Shraddha Shabda Viswasa Kare Sudhra Nishray Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krithahai. So faith means 100% faith, what Prabhupada explains, that yes, only in Krishna. So that should be our understanding. So in Mahabharata, there is one nice pastime. So when this Draupadi's pastime means, we can't say that as a pastime, when she was being tried to disrobe in that assembly. So after that incident, when Krishna was visiting one time Hastinapur, so she was little heavy on Lord Krishna. So what she told Krishna, when I was calling you, why did you delay in coming? When they were trying to, Dushyasana was trying to disrobe me, so I was calling for you, why did you delay? So Krishna, he said, how come you say I delayed? So can you recall back the incidents, how it happened? So then Draupadi, she started thinking, yes, what she went through. So what do we see in this pastime? Draupadi initially, she tried, she looked at her husband, but they were, by that time, they were like slaves. They were looking down. Then she looked at Bhishma Pitamaha and many others, stalwarts, whatever, and also that blind man who was there. So still what she found, that yes, no one is going to help her. And she was trying to hold the sari with both hands. And that also proved not so easy. So in the end, she remembered Krishna. So then she could understand, yes, she didn't call Krishna in the initial stage. So here what we see, Prahlad Maharaj, in Nauda Bhakti, we cite that he was always remembering the Lord. We cite his examples, Shravana, Kirtana, Smarana, always remembering the Lord. So also Narad Muni explains that in Srimad Bhagavatam to Vasudev, that in material world, every living entity, he has five obligations. And if one has full faith in the Lord, and one if is fully surrendered, Devarshi Bhutapnanam Pitrinam, Nayam Kinkiro, Nacharinich Rajan, Sarvatme Sharanam, Gato Mukunda, Pariharta Kratu. So he explains that one person, if he has a complete faith in the Supreme Lord, then he has no material obligations. Actually, when, especially as a human beings, we are born, so we have five obligations. Deva means there are so many demigods. Now we see the weather is so pleasant. Actually, this is not unheard in Vrindavan at this period of time. Now usually the temperature goes to 45, but this year, fortunately, it is very good. So all the demigods, they are giving us from light, air, water, everything. Also they are in our body. They are enacting our most of our organs. They are the controllers. So then rishis, Vyasdev and all others, they have given us all the scriptures. Then we are living in a society where we take the services from different people. From different people means like we have people building houses, then there are farmers, milkmen milking the cows, like that. So then we have our forefathers. We also have obligations to our forefathers, and ultimately the animals. We have the cow giving us milk. So this way, these are the five obligations. But if one is completely surrendered to the Lord with full faith, so he has no obligations. So Prabhupada also quotes one nice story that oftentimes in material world, people, they don't have full faith. Our faith is like flickering. Our faith is flickering. So one time, one Maharaj, he was telling one nice story, real incidents in America. So one time, one husband and wife, they were very elderly. They had gone to see a horse race. So now the peculiarity in horse race is that a man go to see the horses running, but the horses never come to see man running. If you see, there is an Olympics, no horses will come to see that, oh man, they are running, we'll go and see. This other way, material world. So what happened, this one old elderly husband and wife, they had gone to see the horse race. And in horse race, there is a jackpot and few horses are running, about 9, 11, whatever it is. So this old lady and gentleman, they were given the paper and the jackpot. So they put some $10. So among the nine names, there was the name of their one girl, and it happened to be their niece, and one seahorse, her name was also same name. So they put that on her name. She was on the seventh track. So this way the horse race went on, and towards the end, somehow that day, that female horse won the prize and the jackpot. So the person who's the in charge of that stadium, he came with a $50,000 bill. This is a very old story, and that time $50,000 was a big money. So this old gentleman, when he got this, he couldn't believe. Suddenly he had a heart attack like. So now what happened, suddenly that bill was falling apart, and the old lady was looking, his wife was looking. So whom should I catch, my husband or the bill? Both are going off track. So material world, what we see, our faith is like flickering. We are not really 100% Krishna conscious. So we are looking for the opportunity. That is not a good thing. But we should know that, yes, we should have that 100% faith. Yes, Krishna, avashya rakshive Krishna iti viswasa palana. So in this thing, Hari Bhakti Vilas, there is a very nice verse about the Shad Vidha Sharanagati. The Shad Vidha Sharanagati means, so it is mentioned that Avashya Rakshive, the third verse it mentions, that Avashya Rakshive Krishna Iti Viswasa Palam. So also in Bhagavad Gita 9.3, Krishna explains, Ashaddha Dhana Purushasya, those who don't have faith. So neither they will have a good destination, nor they have a good life in the present life. So in Ramayana there is one nice story explaining how one time when Vibhishan, he came to Ayodhya for Lord Ram's coronation, So five of his associates, they also had come. So after this coronation, they wanted to go back to Lanka, but there was no way to go, neither they had a boat. So they asked Vibhishan how we can go to Lanka. So Vibhishan, he went to Ashwatha tree, he took a leaf and he wrote the name of Lord Ram, and he put it in a wrapper and put in a potli, and he gave them, and he told, you take this potli, and when you enter the ocean, the water will automatically come to your knee deep. So you keep walking till the time you reach Lanka. So somehow they were amazed, what is there in this bag. So they came towards the ocean, and the moment they entered the ocean, so what they saw, to their surprise, the water literally came to their knee deep. So they're walking and walking and walking, and they were just seeing the Lanka is not far off. So they were about to approach Lanka, maybe 1 or 2 miles little away, still they were in the water. So suddenly a thought came to one person's mind. So what could be there in this? What mystic? Today what we see, material world, technology, what we feel, it is like a mystic, mysticism. So in India, when Britishers, they bought the trains 200 years back, so literally Indians, what they thought, that in the engine part there are horses, the horses are running, so the train is moving. So the Indians have thought like that. Even when they were showing the movies in India 100 years back, so people thought, oh, that is not a movie, it is something magic. So because people, they never knew what is the scientific inventions were like that. So they were curious. Now there is a saying, curiosity kills the cat. So one fellow, he said, I want to see what is there inside. So the another person said, Jai Sisi Krishnabal Ram ki, Radha Sham Sundar ki, Sisi Gaurnitai ki. So now in the end, three guys, they wanted to see what is there. So now there is a saying, majority prevails. So they, by force, they opened that bag, and what they saw, there was the Ashwatha leaf and there was Lord Ram's name written. They started laughing. They were little atheistic. So all of a sudden, the ocean water, it came up and they got drowned. So here what we see, they didn't have the faith. So we should understand, faith means 100% faith in what devotional service we are doing. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he quotes that anukulasya sankalpa pratikulasya varjanam rakshati iti viswaso gopute varnanam tatha atma nikshepa karpanne shadvida sharanagati. So we will not go much deep into this matter. Also this verse mentions about, it explains that Prahlad Maharaja's Mahatma. Now if you have read Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada has quoted many places. You can't rubber stamp a person into a Mahatma. And unfortunately in India, what we see that in today's world in India, there are so many designations given. Mahatma, Jnani, Pandit, Shastri, then in the West they call Lords. Now in India they call Bharat Ratna. Recently I saw one more hypocrisy, Vishwa Ratna. They are trying to put their man on the top, and they make their statue and water, it is for the crows and pigeons to come and pass their remnants, and once in a year they put some garland and wash with them, wash pipe, like that. So in the Niti Shastra, this kind of things, it is mentioned that Ustarera vivaveshu gardabena pati jayate parasparas sambhoditam aho rupam aho rupam aho dhvani aho dhvani. So this, it is nicely mentioned in the Niti Shastra that one time a camel was getting married, and a donkey, he was little poor, he also was called for the marriage reception, and he didn't have much budget to give this, especially his friend. He couldn't afford to give some gift. So what this donkey, he thought, okay, let me praise the beauty of this camel. So he started glorifying, aho rupam, aho rupam. So now if you see literally camel, sometimes you will think how this animal is made. The legs, the stomach, the neck, the face, there's something different. So now this camel was thinking, now he is so much praising me, so I should also praise him. Now all of you know what is the voice of a donkey. And now the month, what month is going now? Vaishak. So donkey is called Vaishak Anand. In the scripture it is mentioned that in the month of summer, the grass gets dried everywhere. And the donkey, he looks back and forth, what he sees, I have eaten a big amount of grass. And he becomes very happy and he runs all in the village, town. And he becomes little fat. What Prabhupada explains, that in material world, today people who are working like a donkey 18 hours, so they are foaming and foaming and foaming, but literally they are like the donkeys. So when the rain comes, so after Vaishak there will be Varsha. So everywhere it will be green. So when the donkey sees, oh my God, everywhere it is green. So then seeing that greenery, he becomes again thin. What he thinks that I am not eating sufficient. So this is what is the material world, what we see. Mahatma, what Prabhupada explains, Mahatma means that one who is engaged 24 hours in the devotional service of the Lord. Also here Prabhupada quotes that Saha Mahatma Sudurlova. Also in Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter Krishna quotes that Mahatmanasto Maham Partha Daivim Prakritim Ashrita. They are always situated in divine consciousness. And bhajanya ananana manaso, they are always meditating on the Lord. So that should be the understanding of real Mahatma. And Rishabhdev, he has given a nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He gives a literal meaning of Mahatma. So he explains, Mahasevam dwaram ahur vimukte, tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam, mahantaste samachitta prashanta, vimanatta shrudam sadhavai. So Prabhupada, he explains, there are two types of Mahatmas. One is materialistic, one is spiritual. So now you will get result according to whom you serve. So Prabhupada explains, one can attain the path of liberation from material bondage only by rendering service to highly advanced spiritual personalities. These personalities are devotees. Whether one wants to merge into the Lord's existence or wants to associate with personality of God, one should render service unto such Mahatmas. For those who are not interested in such activities, who associate with people fond of women and sex, the path to hell is wide open. The Mahatmas are equipoised. They do not see any difference between one living entity and other. They are very peaceful, fully engaged in devotional service. They are devoid of anger. They work for the benefit of everyone. They do not behave in any abominable way. Such people are called as Mahatmas. So this is what it is mentioned about Mahatma. So we should know that in material world today, literally in the newspaper, overnight a person can be made into a Mahatma. But we should not get carried away by what is happening in the material world. So actually Mahabharata explains that what is Mahatma or Mahajan. Prabhupada one place he quotes, Mahatma and Mahajan, more or less they are same. There is no difference. That Prabhupada explains that dharmasya tattvam nihito guhayam mahajana enagata sapanta. That to understand the Vedic scriptures, that we have to follow in the footsteps of Mahatmas. So today, so we'll speak briefly about Janava Mata. So then Madhu Pandit and Sita Mata. So Janava Mata, she is associate of Nityananda Prabhu. So it is mentioned that she and Vasudha, they are both eternal consorts of Lord Balram. So in Lord Balram's Leela, they are Varuni and Revati. So it is mentioned that Janava was the daughter of one person by name Surikela Sarakela. So she was born in a village called Ambika Kalna. So later on her father, he shifted to Shaligram, one place called Shaligram in Bengal. So Sarkela, he had five brothers, Damodar, Jagannath, Gauridas, Krishnadas, and Narsingh Chaitanya. They were five brothers. So it is mentioned that when these two daughters, they were born, they were looking like divine apsaras. So when they came to the age, it is mentioned that he was worried that whom should I marry the daughter. So it is mentioned that in Gaura Ganodesh Deepika that the father of this Janava and Vasudha, he was in his past life, he was a King Kakudami. Anyone knows who is King Kakudami in Srimad Bhagavatam? He was the father of King Raivat. He was the father of Revati. Revati was married to Lord Balram. There is another pastime, we will not go into that. So it is mentioned that one time this Surkela, he saw a dream, and he saw a dream. This is mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakar, that in the dream he saw Nityanand Prabhu looking like Lord Balram, and he saw his both daughters besides Lord Balram, left and right, and somehow he got the inspiration that yes, so Nityanand Prabhu, he is Lord Balram personified, and maybe I should marry my daughter with Nityanand Prabhu. So this way, next day he told this dream to one of his very confidential associate, a Brahmana. And that Brahmana was a very highly elevated devotee, and he told, yes, what you saw the dream is very much true, and if you do that, it will be the success of your life. So this way what happened, a message was sent to Srivas Thakur. It is mentioned that time Nityanand Prabhu was staying with Srivas Thakur at Navadvip, and in meantime what happened, Nityanand Prabhu, he accepted that proposal. And what happened, so there was another person, he wanted to do the marriage ceremony, he wanted to do the all the expenses for Lord Nityanand's marriage, and this way a big marriage was performed at a place called Borogachi Gram. So there was one person by the name Krishnadas. So he met all the expenses for Lord Nityanand Prabhu, his marriage with Vasudha and Janava. So it is mentioned that after marriage, it is now also in India, it is a trend that the husband and wife, they visit all the relatives. So it is mentioned that that time Nityanand Prabhu, after marriage, he went with his both consorts. So he went to all the places where still some of Lord Chaitanya's associates, they were still living. So in the beginning he went to Sachi Mata. She was still living that time. And Sachi Mata, she took both wives of Nityanand Prabhu. She put them on her lap and she blessed them. So then he went to the house of Advaita Acharya Sita Thakurani. So this way what happened, Nityanand Prabhu, he went to most of the places. So then after some times, it is mentioned that Janava, she had two children, one daughter and a son. So the daughter was named as Ganga and the son was named as, anyone knows, Veerbhadra. So when after some times, it is mentioned that Nityanand Prabhu, he withdraw from the earthly pastime. So after Nityanand Prabhu, it is mentioned that Janava Mata, she was the main, like in disciple succession for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And Janava Mata, she toured most of the places from Jagannath Puri to Brajamandal, Gauramandal. And there is a mention that Janava Mata, she later on came with her associates to Vrindavan. So it is mentioned that that time in Vrindavan, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj, many Goswamis, they were still living. And that time what happened, they gave Janava Mata a nice welcome. So Janava Mata, she went to all the big temples of Vaishnava Acharyas, Madan Mohan, Govindji and Gopinath. So after that she toured the 12 forests. And it is mentioned that after that she went to Radha Kund, Sham Kund. She also visited Govardhan along with her associates. So there is one pastime mentioned that while she was touring from Bengal, there was one village, and in the village, especially all the villagers, they were Chandi worshippers, Chandi. And now also if you see in Bengal, either they are Kali, Chandi, they are worshippers of Chandi. So what happened when Janava Mata was going with the Vaishnavas, so they came to a village where most of the devotees were Vaishnavas. And when they gave a nice welcome to Janava Mata, so all these worshippers of Chandi, so what they thought, hey, these people, they are worshipping a common woman, so they are fools. Instead of this, they should worship Chandi. At least they will get some material benefit. What they are going to get worshipping this lady. So this way they were passing different comments, and the night came. So in the night it is mentioned that Chandi came in their dreams with her chopper, and she told, if you all don't go and surrender to Janava Mata, I'll come and literally kill you, chop off your heads. So what happened next day? Immediately, the moment they rose from their bed, they ran to where Janava Mata was stationed. She was camping, and literally they begged from all the Vaishnavas whom they were oftentimes. So they got a good realization. They could understand who really Janava Mata was. So it is mentioned that after touring Vrindavan Dham, Janava Mata, she went to Navadvip. And after some time, she was invited to a biggest festival. It is mentioned that the first Gaur Purnima festival was celebrated by especially Narottam Das Thakur. So one of his associate friend, Raja Samsen, his name was Samsen. So he arranged for a big Kheturi festival. And it is mentioned that during that time, as many as 5,000 Vaishnava devotees they assembled, including all the Mahatmas. And during that period, it is mentioned that Janava Mata, she cooked for the deities. And 5 sets of deities were installed that day. And Narottam Das Thakur, he sang lot many prem bhajans, and Janava Mata, she personally served all the devotees, and also she blessed most of the devotees assembled there. So this was one of the biggest festival. So it is mentioned that after that festival, she went to the place of Lord Nityananda's pastime, Ek Chakra. So she visited all the pastime places of Lord Nityananda Prabhu in his childhood. So it is mentioned that she heard the pastime of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, and she went into tears hearing their separation from Nityananda Prabhu. So after touring Ek Chakra for some time, it is mentioned that again she came to Bengal. Then after that, she thought of visiting again all the Vaishnavas back again, and she again came to Navadvip. By this time it is mentioned that most of the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they disappeared from this world. So when she came to the house of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she found there was only the servant Ishan Thakur. He was a servant of Sachi Mata, and he saw that Sachi Mata was no more there. So from there he went to Janava Mata, she went to especially the place of Advaita Acharya Shantipur. And there also she got the news that Advaita Acharya along with Sita Thakurani, they also have disappeared. So she became very sad. So this way she went to most of the places. Then she went to other places of Lord Chaitanya's pastime places. And most of the places she got the sad news that most of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they got disappeared from this material world. So literally she was very sad. And then she again came back to the place where she was living. So then again she met her sister there. Then after some time, it is mentioned that she again came to Vrindavan one time with her associates. So it is mentioned that she was visiting Gopinath temple. We have Gopinath temple in Vrindavan. So while she was taking darshan along with her associates, so it is mentioned that all of a sudden Lord Gopinath, he pulled her inside and the curtain went off. So all the devotees, they were taken back. So when again they tried to open the curtain, what they saw? So Jhanava Mata was disappeared. She was not there. So this way she disappeared from this material world. So then we have also today the disappearance day of Madhu Pandit. So what we see, most of the acharyas in our Gaudiya Parampara, there is no much mention of many Vaishnava acharyas. So some places it is mentioned that they didn't want that they should be glorified. So what we see in case of Madhu Pandit also, there is no much mention about Madhu Pandit. Actually Madhu Pandit was the associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. Madhu Pandit and another his associate, he was Paramananda Bhattacharya. So they were very close friends, like Loknath Goswami and Bhugarbh Goswami. So it is mentioned that this Madhu Pandit and this thing Bhattacharya, they found Gopinath at Vamshivat. So they found the deities of Gopinath, and one king from Rajasthan, he made this temple. They claim that this temple was made much before Radha Govindji and Madan Mohan temple. This temple was made much before. So it is mentioned that in the year 1670, when Aurangzeb, he attacked Vrindavan, so that time most of the deities they were taken, especially Madan Mohan, Govindji, Gopinath, Damodar, they were taken from here to, they were taken to Radhakund, from Radhakund they were taken to Kamyavan, and Kamyavan from there they went to Jaipur. So Madhu Pandit, there is no mention that he went to Jaipur and all. So Madhu Pandit, he stayed back. So also there is one pastime mentioned that Paramananda Bhattacharya, he told the Lord that I am not going to leave Vrindavan. So what we see, literally there are some Brajavasis, they never leave Vrindavan. Even if they go for some work, they will return same day, same night. So some they have oath, they will never leave Vrindavan. So what happened, Paramananda Bhattacharya, what he told, I can't leave Vrindavan, I taken a pledge. So now how can I worship you? So it is mentioned that day the Lord came in the dream of his devotee, and he told Paramananda Bhattacharya that the great grandson, the Lord, he told Vajranabh, he made two deities. So usually in temple you see two deities, one large and one small. The large deities they are called Archvigra, and small is they are called Utsavvigra. So the Lord, he told, so the Utsavvigra is there at Vamshivat again. So if you go there, you will find my small deities over there. So you can take that deities, you can worship that. So it is mentioned that what we see when we praise the deities of Gopinath, we mention about Madhu Pandit. So Madhu Pandit was eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then also we have today the appearance day of Sita Devi. So actually, as per Vaishnava other calendars, they celebrated on Navami. So there is one nice verse in the Ramayana which explains about the character of Sita. So it is mentioned that Sita was very submissive, faithful, shy and chaste, always understanding the attitude of her husband. Thus by her character and her love, by service she completely attracted the mind of Lord Ramchandra. So if we go in depth, the big story of Sita Maharani. So it is mentioned that in her past life, she was a daughter of one sage. Her name was Vedavati. And also it is mentioned that she has cursed Ravana in her past life. And she took her birth from the earth. When King Janak, he was plowing the field, he found this small newborn baby in a small closet. So with the age, she was growing. And it is mentioned that in Janak Maharaj palace, there was the Shiv Dhanush, and it is mentioned that Shiv Dhanush was so heavy, it took 500 people, common 500 men, to just lift the bow. So
one time what happened, Sita, when she was small, about 12 years, she was brooming the place, that place around. And what she did with her left hand, she lifted that bow and she cleaned it from in the bottom. So Janak Maharaj, he saw this and he was taken back. So he was thinking, if I at all have to marry my daughter, at least I should look for a person at least who can tie this bow, minimum qualification. So it is mentioned that many stalwarts, even Ravana also tried, it is mentioned that Ravana also tried, but he badly failed. But in the end what we see, Lord Ram, he tied that bow, and literally what we see that Sita, she was told by Lord Ram, yes, I am being told to go to the forest, not you. So you can serve here my mother and other elderly people. But she said, yes, I can't live here. I have taken a pledge in front of Agni and my parents that always I will be with you. And what we see, even during the captive period of Ravana, so it is mentioned that Ravana every day he used to come and chastise her. And even one time it is mentioned that Ravana wanted to literally kill Sita, but some other demon he told, you will get a bad name, at least don't do that bad thing. And what we see, even the day Hanumanji had gone to give Sita the ring, so that day also Hanumanji heard how Ravana used to come and try to change the mind of Sita. And this way Ravana, he tried literally what we see for a long period of time. But Sita was so chaste that she never thought of separating from Lord Ram. And what we see in the Ramayana, just to please the materialistic people or in material world what we see, there is a saying, you can't close the mouth of the people. People will pass so many comments. So during that period of time also, Lord Ram used to take a walk in incognito and used to get the message what is happening. So because of some common men saying, so Lord Ram, he thought, okay, it's high time that I have to leave Sita. And also what we see, Sita, she also underwent this Agni Pariksha. So we should learn from Sita that yes, one has to be submissive, especially for a married woman. So many qualities are mentioned here. The first quality mentioned is that she was submissive. She was faithful, she was chaste, she was shy, and always understanding the attitude of husband. So this is what is required. But now today times are changing, and literally what we see, Kali Yuga, so many things. People, they go their own way. So actually regarding Janava Mata, Bhaktivinod Thakur, he has glorified her in Kalyana Kalpataru. I'll just read in 2 minutes. So he very nicely glorifies Janava Mata. So he explains in Kalyana Kalpataru, having fallen in the ocean of mercy, misery, my life is full of bewilderment and I do not know how to reach its shore, nor even where to search for it. All my efforts, karmas are useless. All my knowledge, jnana is useless, as are mysticism, yoga, austerity, religious penances and mundane piety. None of these processes have any power to rescue me. I am weak, helpless. I do not know how to swim across this ocean of ignorance. Who will deliver me from this dangerous predicament? Within this dangerous ocean of material existence, I see the crocodiles of sense gratification. What a terrible sight. Within this ocean, I am tossed about by the turbulent waves which constantly boil and churn like ship without a rudder. The impulses and urges that I have acquired from my previous births are like wind that blows the ship in all directions. My mind is unsteady. This ship has no captain, no direction. I weep in despair, seeing that I cannot cross this ocean of misery. O Janava Mata, today, by the power of your divine qualities, be merciful to this servant of yours. Dispel this illusion which torments me and relieve me of the anguish of material existence. Let me take shelter of at your lotus feet, for this is the way I shall certainly cross over the ocean of birth and death. For you are Nityananda Sakhi, Nityananda Swarupini, the divine energy of Lord Nityananda himself. You are Guru of Krishna Bhakti. Be merciful to me and grant me the shade of your lotus feet, which are like a wish-fulfilling tree. To see Janava Mata ki, see Madhu Pandit ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So anyone has any comment, question? Maharaj, aap kuch batayin. Mic. Ambika Kalama. Later on, her father got migrated to Shaligram. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.